Thank you for tuning in to Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Make sure you got a beverage in your hand. Sit back, relax, and engage with us.
We listen to music. What's going on, Tiff girl? What's up? How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, girl. We are excited. Let's get this show started. Excited, girl.
So you say you're doing wonderful.
I am. You gotta be. Okay. I'm excited. We'll get into what we got going on, but I'm excited. My daughter and I got some things planned today, so I'm excited.
Oh, okay. So thank y'all for joining in today. We on episode 9.
It's episode 9, girl.
Girl, we rolling. We cooking over here.
Absolutely.
We cooking. Okay. So I am your host, Ashanti, if you're new.
And I'm your host, Tiffany.
And we are Not Just Girl Talk. So thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to start off our show like we always do with beverage of the day. What you sipping on today, Till?
Girl, I got me H2O. I had to go back to it. You know, last episode, I think I had a little Prosecco, and I had truly not been drinking, and my head was hurting so bad just off of that. And I didn't even drink the whole glass, truth be told. I was like, you know what? I'm trying to get beach body ready, and I may not do everything perfect right now, but I'm going to stick to this water kick. So I got me a little water.
Okay. Because, you know, that glass was full. You know, it was full last time.
My head was hurting, truth be told. It was hurting. I'm like, it's just probably because I hadn't drunk in a long, well, for me, it was a long time.
Yeah. Well, I got, I'm just doing, I have green tea. So I'm just like you, like we already told y'all, we on a little health journey. So we trying to lose a couple pounds. And I'm doing green tea today to let y'all know, too, that it's not just an alcoholic beverage that you have to have. You can do a little, you know, something regular. But, yeah, I'm doing my green tea, which I've been on lately a lot.
Absolutely.
So I've been on it.
Girl, yeah. So we definitely want to thank all of our supporters. I think this week... top supporter still, Francis Day Ones always, and then we also have Hugh Ohio. They're coming in. We got a few listeners consistent from Columbus, Ohio as well. So we definitely appreciate all the support, and we want you guys to keep rocking with us and sharing and liking our platform. We can be found, of course, on IG at notjustgirl_talk. Again, that's IG, notjustgirl_talk. And you can check us out on our Facebook page at Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. And then if you want to watch us, you can find us on YouTube at Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. Make sure you download and subscribe. Hit the little bell when you're watching us on YouTube, and preferably listen to us on our podcast platforms as well as YouTube, and make sure to hit that little bell to make sure you get all of the notifications where new episodes come out. And lastly, we're in the Twitter universe at Not Just Girl T.
Yep. So make sure y'all tune in to us. Check us out on, you know, on the tube. We are trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. So that we can be, you know, monetized. Y'all know how it works. So we are asking that you all support us in reaching our number. So if you have not subscribed to the YouTube, head over there, subscribe to us. It is absolutely free. It costs you nothing to hit that subscribe button. So we are trying to get to that 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So we want y'all to jump on in and definitely head over there, subscribe, and hit the notification, as Tiffany just said, so that you all can, you know, listen to us and watch us, because we could. Okay, so what's been going on with you for the weekend, girl?
Girl, you know, so I said I'm excited. So a couple of things, you know, my daughters both are in dance, so their recital is coming up soon, June 19th. However, they did pictures separately, So for whatever reason, you know, they took pictures this weekend, but the recital's not to June 19th. So that was a lot of work for two little girls getting this hairstyle that's quite frankly not for our hair. Meaning, seriously, these are Black little girls. They have to have a middle part with a low bun. And you know, that's a lot of product getting it slick and getting a bun, a low bun. It's just our hair. Yeah. But we got it. You know, I got good friends that get that hooked up the makeup and they were so cute. So I was excited about that. And then today we're actually, my oldest, Aaron and I, we are going to go to Mommy and Me Yoga. So Mommy and Me Yoga. So I'm excited. This is going to be a first for us. I've done yoga before, but just not with my daughter. So we're going to see how this goes. We're excited. And what you doing this weekend? Sorry, girl. I know that I'm being a slightly hood, but my door was not shut. And
I was just going to tell you, I was like, girl, close that door. You know,
I have two kids, girl. I was just thinking, y'all know, this podcast could have clearly been interrupted by my two little ones. So out of respect for this podcast platform, I wanted to keep it professional. So, girl, how's your weekend been,
girl? It was cool. I went shopping again, girl, trying to find some. I know, y'all. Help me. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me out here, but with this shopping demon, this spinning. Pray for your sister. No, so I went shopping again, trying to find me a new little comforter set. I'm also some living room furniture. So just went out kind of looking before I purchased because I want to make sure I see what, you know, how you see something, you're like, is it what I want? And then I like to kind of look at other stuff too to make sure this kind of, you know, the purchase that I want to make. So out shopping, took the kids out to eat again. We had a good time just laughing and talking and just being with them. We just did like a little appetizer outing, had pizza, wings, cheese sticks. We went to Uno's restaurant. Do y'all have an Uno's?
No,
Uno's
absolutely not. You know, that's
me. Okay. Yes, no, Maryland. So out here we have Uno. So if you in the Maryland area and you've been to Uno's, y'all know they got the best cheese sticks. When I say they have the best cheese, man, they cheese sticks fat. I'm not supposed to be on a diet. We're not talking about that though. But those cheese sticks,
hey,
them cheese sticks will smack, as the kids say.
But, I don't even know what that is. I'm not gonna even ask because I'm learning.
They will smack. No, but also, so no, that was cool. But also, my birthday coming up, June 1st. So we got Gemini season approaching us. Geminis, we don't be looking like that. People be hating on us.
Y'all
people
crazy.
Be hating on the Geminis.
Two personalities. It's okay. We still friends. We're still friends, and you know, y'all just crazy.
You know, Geminis. We are Geminis. You know,
friends are Geminis though, for real. Like.
Yeah,
I mean, Gemini friend.
Y'all love us. We are the life of the party. We are, you know, entertaining. We love to do stuff. We're spontaneous, but we also have another, you know, side.
That other personality. Other personality.
But we're so nice until you
when.
Exactly. Until we're nice until. But now my birthday coming up, the big 37. Woo, jeez.
Girl, you said that out loud.
Mm-hmm. I did, girl.
You gonna be 37, girl?
I will be 30. Trying to figure out how old you about to be, though.
I know, girl. My students like, Miss Franklin, you look 20-something. You in your 20s. Yep. I am. Suki.
Yep. With 37, it's the man I'm up the hill on the 30s, so. Woo! We almost, yeah. You know, we're climbing. But it's a blessing to climb. But, yeah, the big 37 coming up, so I'm excited. But my Geminis, you know, for the season, happy birthday to all of y'all Gemini people. So, y'all, we have our next segment that we're moving into. It's called Speak On It or Sip On It. So if you have a comment, speak on it. If you just have nothing to say, it's no comment for me. Then guess what? I'm just going to take a sip on it. So, today, we are going to talk about Portia.
Yeah, you want to start off with Portia? Can we save her for last? What you think, Shay?
I want to start with her.
Okay. All right. We'll start with her.
Portia situation. We ain't going to give it too much time, but we're going to give it some attention.
Yeah.
Her dating Fallon, current husband, but they're separated.
Still
so
husband.
They're
husband.
Still husband.
Steel oh, okay. ring. I'm sorry.
Okay. Steel ring. She's passionate. Still married. So she is actually engaged to a married man, if we want to just be technical about the situation. And their relationship, as far as her and Fallon goes, they were friends, if you will. And that's the thing that's defined depending on who's in the relationship. Yep, she may say we were friends, and Portia like, I knew her. I hung out with her, but we ain't friends. But what we saw, it looked like friends. And if my friend dated my husband, the other Gemini gonna come out.
Yes.
But it's just messy. Like, I'm just,
It's messy.
It's
messy, messy, messy boots.
It don't look good.
It doesn't.
It's not a good look for a woman. It's just not a good look. You're engaged to a married man. Let's start there. That you've been dating for a month.
Yeah.
And you used to hang out with his current wife, soon to be ex-wife. Not on one or two, or just, you know how you see somebody, you be like, hey girl, oh, I know of you. Hey, how are you? We just bump into each other. No. You've been
they
in
got
my
pictures.
Home.
They got pictures, them been in them people pool. Like, nah. Mm-mm.
You came in the house and hi, you speaking to my husband. Hey, how you doing? All along, you eyeing him. Girl, bye. They deserve my I'm not there to shunt you no more. But I mind. Jack you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying in that case,
So I do want to say I like Portia. So I still watch my Ratchet TV. I like my Real Housewives of Atlanta. So I do watch it and I like Portia overall. However, I'm that friend or that support. I'm going to tell you when you're wrong. Portia, you're wrong. Okay. As a fan of Real Housewives of Atlanta, you are wrong. It's not a good look. I think that you were good. Like, I know that you and Dennis didn't work out. I get it. He cheated or whatever. However, it's just
wrong.
I don't know if it's for the money. I mean, I don't know what to say the reason, because it's no way he ain't this 56-year-old man. He ain't cute. Like, he ain't nothing spectacular. And you all of a sudden in love within a month? No. But his bank account is huge. I'm saying. So it's the money. And so if it's the money, Dennis had money. Because
I'm
going to tell you.
But, I mean.
No, he may not have his money, but he had money to be comfortable. So if you're going to accept, because you best believe this man is not, you going to get him like you're going to lose him like you got him. Right?
Yep, you lose him how you get him.
I don't think that, okay, because I know it ain't no way it's just been a month, first off. And you know that they were creeping, doing whatever while they were married. So, and that's how he's going to do the same to you. So
I agree. I feel like there was
right now, keep for right now. But then you see that picture with her, Dennis, and the, like,
well, this is ghetto. The ghetto.
Sorry, it's fake. I'm sorry.
It was ghetto. And then
it was.
First of all, the men, y'all know each other. Y'all cool with each other.
Exactly. That's the thing. Y'all were friends enough because you knew each other through y'all significant others. That's friends enough. I don't care if you want to say an associate. Associate is a person I've not hung out with. We just speak in passing.
Correct.
If I've been in that person's home, their pool, around them at businesses. Our significant others did business with each other.
Exactly.
It's too close for comfort. That's just girl code. All of it. Mm-mm. You ain't got to be my best friend for me to respect you like that. No, it's not cute.
It's not cute, and it's not classy, and it's not a good look. You have a daughter
to raise
as well.
Yeah.
Yes, your daughter growing up and you, is this the behavior you teaching her how to treat her friends? This is disgusting. Because I'm going to tell you like this. Let me just sip on it. That's mechanism. My friend did something like that. We're going to have to go on fight.
We just, you know.
Because I'm disrespected. And the way my attitude set up. And then the way my sister's set up.
Both of them. You the same.
Both of them.
And you the Gemini. It's crazy. You the Gemini. Although you are crazy. But your sister's, you know.
Like I said. Me and my sisters, because they're going to be like, oh, no.
We love you, Mitra and Ashley. Sorry. Not calling y'all out. Y'all been crazy.
But they know what it is. So our question that we want to have for the week is it okay for your friend or associate to date your ex? At what level of friendship is established for it to be okay? Is it an acquaintance? Is it associate? Is it friend? Like, can your friends date your ex? Is it okay? And it, what defines the level of friendship?
I think a couple of ways. So we're of a particular age. So it's not just cut and dry for me. So I know that sound bad. I do think it's a girl code and certain things. It's a respect thing. But I feel like depending on the age and I'm just saying this because I don't want to be too sticky with it. But I think you can date someone when you're younger. Let's just say that and move on. Mm-hmm. I think that ex, even if y'all rolled in circles together, if you're no longer with that person and you've moved on truly and it was years ago, I think it can be, ooh, my child. See, my husband, y'all, this is what I'm saying.
Perfect for the show for today.
Me, child, children are disrespectful. Look at that. And had her debut. Don't mess up. Damn, hair looking on the air. Yeah, I apologize. But I do think that you can. I think it just depends on how long the relationship has been over and where where you guys are, because you may truly have moved on. If you all in a whole new relationship and got remarried and stuff like that, you can't be holding on to that ex. Like, I mean.
I disagree. At all times, it's off limits. You cannot go back and date my ex-boyfriend, I don't care. If that was my ex, then that's totally off limits. There is no conversation that
I'm saying it depends on the relationship, too. So when we say friends, are we friend? Do we talk every day? Are we talk enough? Like our friends, I mean, our children play with each other. Like, see what I'm saying? Because the older we get, like our relationships, things just change. So is this a close friend that you still keep constant communication with, or somebody that you know and you may have grouped, you know, like, hey, I know this person. Yeah, I know of them. But we don't talk like that anymore. We may speak. I don't hate this person. But, you know.
Well, and then if the person that I used to be friends with and I'm no longer friends with and we just, you know, speaking past, and then you decide to date my ex. You know what? It's good that we ain't cool like that no more. You've been like that anyway. You've been liking that nigga when we were together. You've been looking at that nigga. So I'm happy we're not friends no more, because see, that was a reason. I knew something about you, which is why I cut it off. Because look at you, talking to my ex. I'm just saying, that's how I feel. I feel like it's just I would never talk to any of my friends who I used to hang with, who I currently hang with. If I knew that was your dude and you was my friend at the time that he was your dude, I'd never date him. You couldn't even talk to me because you was my friend at a particular point in time in life. And I'm straight. Yeah. But see, if you do that, it's only friends no more anyway.
I just think situations, that it can get a little sticky. It depends on the relationship. Now, if this is my best friend, of course, I'm not dating anybody you've talk to
right.
somebody that's truly like a close friend. But my close friends, I'm still rocking with, I'm still talking to. You know what I'm saying? I think the mm-hmm. older you get, your circle, gets smaller and smaller. You know what I mean? For me, I mean, and it's not necessarily that you dislike people. It's just like, what do you have time for in your life? You know? So.
Well, sure, I agree with that. For me, it's a no on all levels. It's just a no for me. And the only way that I would say you can date somebody X is if, like, in passing, I know of you, but we've never had conversations to an extent of you over my house hanging. We've hung out as a group, as a couple. We've done things together socially as I see you. Hey, how you doing? No, like, if I know of you, and I know you probably talked to me, like, oh, I know a couple of people. I remember that person. I know who that is, but I ain't never hung out with them. Then, you know, you might be talking to somebody. Mm. But outside of that, it ain't happening. Mm, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm saying my Memphis coming out because, you know.
I think there's some situations that, you know.
Okay. Mm. Well, y'all, let us know what y'all think about that. At what point in time in a friendship is it okay to date somebody's ex? Does the level of friendship matter? Let us know your thoughts on that. We'll put the information on our social platforms that Tiffany gave earlier, and we want y'all to let us know. If you want to speak on it, give us your opinion. If you ain't got nothing to say, just take a sip on it.
I want to say, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I want to say that I'm so excited that Laura London just did the movie with Michael B. Jordan, Without Remorse. Yes. I was just excited to see her get back into some sense of normalcy since Nipsey's passing. So that was a good look. So I wanted to say that too. And then this SWV and Escape Challenge that gave me Versus Challenge that gave me,
life. It was so good.
I know. It was.
Rain down on me. Let your love.
Right. Take off your shoes and relax.
And relax your feet. Party on down to the SWV. Just kick it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But you know. That's our music. That's our time. So that is telling ages. But, you know, I liked it. I watched all of it. Even though I came in late, I went back to YouTube and still watched the beginning that I missed. So, yeah.
It was fine. Good. I'm telling you. Baby, Tasha can sing. It's safe, baby.
Yeah, Tasha can sing too.
That girl.
Coco too.
Sing. Coco can sing too. She can sing too. She can sing. Mm-hmm. Tasha though. It's Tasha for me. That girl can sing.
She can.
For real. She be hope. Right. Because she sounds just like the record. Like back in the, like she, see, man, that girl can sing.
Mm-hmm.
She was good. But it was good. Gave me life. I was like, oh, yeah. So that was a vibe. That was a good vibe. So what we got for, so we got our small business. See what we got.
Eric Merriweather was on our show last week, and we just want to give a big shout out to him and thank him. Please go out and support his financial firm, Northwestern Mutual. His contact information on IG, Sean.
Yeah, it's Eric_Merriweather. So you can reach him there. It's also on our page as well. If you just go in, find us, and click the link, it'll take you to his page too.
Yeah, so make sure y'all go out and check our last episode with him, Top Money Strategies. So check it out. Mm-hmm. All right, so we also want to go into, so our organization of the month is ALS this month. That's why we're rocking Shades of Red this month, because that's the color of their organization. But ALS is the organization that we would like to highlight this month. It's a progressive nervous system disease that affects the nerve cells. in the brain and spinal cord, causing a loss of muscle control. And symptoms include difficulty walking and doing normal daily activities. And doing research for this personally, it's several things that can happen. They have weakness in their leg, feet, ankles, hand weakness, clumsiness, muscle cramps, twitching, all of it. But I did not know this was also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. My sorority sister's mother passed away from Lou Gehrig's disease. And so I saw it. I saw her one moment normal and next in a wheelchair and eventually passing. From my research, I found that this is a 100% fatal disease. There are no cures currently for ALS. So we definitely want to bring awareness to it, to this particular organization. ALS is the organization that we're highlighting this month.
Yeah, so if you know anyone that has it, definitely let them know. We are highlighting them and sending out prayers to the families and those who are going through this, and for the doctors and the researchers that they may find a cure to this type of disease. Oh, it's so sad.
It is. Like,
I didn't know it had a 100% fatality rate. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying when I researched it. But it makes sense. Like I said, like her mom was literally here one day, and it seemed like it was a short time and she was gone, you know. And I didn't know that was the same as ALS too.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. But yeah, it's a lot.
Okay. So. Well, on a lighter note, we're going to move into our topic of the day, our topic of discussion. I'm excited about this topic because it's real personal. Being friends with someone who has children and they don't have children. So how that dynamic is. And me and Tiff, this is our friendship. For real, like for real, because I had kids before she even had her first child. I had all four of my babies. So, the friend with kids was me. And how that journey went. So for, I'm just kind of good jump into it. So for me, I was 20 when I had Fat. I was 20, was going into my third year of college, I believe. I was going into my third year. And it was a different, it was different to say the least. So had Fat, then right after that, like 4 years later, I had Jay. And then a year after that, I had the twins. So I had like a 5-year-old, a 1-year-old, and 2 infants at the same time. I remember them ages vividly because that was the struggle years, okay? 5-year-old, 1-year-old, and 2 infants. And I was, 25, 26? Yeah. Dang. So, Tiffany didn't have any kids. I had kids. And I remember, like, us talking on the phone and, like, my kids in the background. And I'm like, yeah, girl, you know, I can still talk. And, you know, I'm talking and... She probably like, oof, oof. Girl, let me call you back. But I'm like, oh, I'm good. Now, it's a little different. Yeah. However, at that time, being the friend with kids and then her other friends, because, you know, like, I'm Tiffany's friend and she has other friends. Like, we, you know, have just have other friends outside of each other. But I knew her other friends in college as well. Before I had kids. So once I had kids and then she doesn't have kids, nor does her new friends or her other group, you know, have kids. I kind of felt like an outcast friend. Like, oh, she got kids. We ain't got, not like, not that Tiff that you did anything, but I'm just saying like my personal, you know, feelings. And it was y'all doing things maybe out of town and, you know, just living in your 20s, And here I am. I got like 4 babies. I'm trying to pay daycare. I'm trying to, you know, figure life out. And it just was a different feeling being a friend with kids. And my friend didn't have kids and kind of maneuvering.
Yeah, I definitely, we're definitely different in that aspect. You had kids younger. However, the good thing for you, you get on me now or bragging that you're going to be on somebody's cruise ship because your kids, you about to be an empty nester. Whereas me, I got started late. I didn't have my first child until, was it 31, I want to say? Yeah, I was older. But I will say I was selfish in my 20s. Very, very selfish, probably. I didn't need kids. I was just all about living life, enjoying marriage and going out of town as much as I could. And, you know, I was a little selfish, but once they came, you know, it's kind of like, God, I should have, sometimes I think, should I had them later? I mean, earlier, because now they, gosh, is it because I'm older? This is really getting on my nerves. Like my patience is like, and I teach. It's a combination of that, like, girl. So, you know, it's definitely different. You're pretty much about done, but I know there definitely probably was struggles that I probably was maybe even selfish and not necessarily, I ain't gonna say on purpose, but just naive or whatever, not thinking like, oh, okay, she got kids. And, you know, even now right. My kids be loud and in the car and stuff. And my mom called me and, you know, it's just the Franklin household. It's normal for us and stuff. They fighting, arguing or whatever. My mom like, all right, girl, I'm gonna call you back. And it's my mom, you know, like, mama, don't act like you. But me and my brother, 11 years apart. So she never had, you know, so I got two of them just little and just, mm-hmm. They got in trouble this morning. Shoot. But yeah, it's definitely different at the times we had kids, but I will say that you're a big help for me now because you've been through what I'm going through now later mm-hmm. in life. But at the moment when you were going through that, I probably
you're like, girl, let me, I'm gonna call you back. We doing this, or mm-hmm. you know, I'm about to head here and there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, let's be clear, I wouldn't change it for the world, but my kids big. I wouldn't go back to little babies right now. But I'm telling you, they get bigger. My grandmama always told me when I had my babies, my grandmama said, well, you got your 4 like me. She said, I know right now it's a little hard, but they get big. They're going to grow up. And I was like, okay, grandma, because I was struggling, y'all, for real. I had a 5-year-old, a 1-year-old, and 2 infants. I was buying Pampers and pull-ups at the same time. I was 4 months pregnant at my daughter's first birthday party. That's how, like, it was boom, 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 you know. But they do get bigger. And right now, I'm so happy that they're older. And, like, our dynamic, it has shifted. So, whereas when I had my kids smaller and you didn't have any kids, like, my perspective on, I don't know if I would say our friendship, but just not being able to really maneuver. Like, if you're going on trips, I feel like, shoot, I'm supposed to be with my friends hanging out, but that ain't, it's not what's happening right now. Like, you got these babies, you got to do X, Y, Z, this is the next, you know. So now, with us being, of course, older in age and all of that, you know, comes into fruition. But with the kids and the dynamic now, I think even when you on the phone, the kids be yelling, they don't bother me. I'd have been there, done that. I'm like, oh, what happened? Like, she'd be like, yeah, be quiet. I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm fine. So,
I don't be yelling at my kids.
I'm gonna sip on that. No. I yell at mine. They already know. If I get them to look, they be like, mama said, go, let's go have a seat. Exactly. But as far as the kids, our dynamic now with friendship and you having them, your kids are younger, my kids are older. So I think Man was cooking the other day. He said, Mom, can I cook me some pancakes? I was like, yeah, that's fine. He said, some sausage. I was like, okay. Tiffany was like, girl, you're making me sick. Your kids out here cooking. Cooking full meals, baby. I teach independence. My kids know how to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I ain't got to cook nothing.
See, you know, and I know that they will get older, but for me, it's like, gosh, it just seems like they are dependent on us, you know, as parents. And it's just like, gosh, I just want to, like, for example, we're trying to watch this new show with Regine from Living Single and Mike Epps. It's called The Upshaws, something on Netflix series. When I tell you, we can't get through like an episode almost until they sleep, which takes forever, especially on weekends. I'm like, God, and they cussing in the show. So we, you know, I'm kind of, we have to compromise because I kind of don't care. Whereas my husband kind of like, no, they don't need to listen to that. I'm like, shoot, they listen to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in the car with him. They listen to normal music in the car with me. So, you know, we're different. But, you know, I mean, I ain't going to listen. I don't know if I have trap music playing, but we not listening to Twinkle Twinkle Have a Little Star and all that stuff. ABC music.
Well, Tiffany, when she first became a mother, she was like, you know, I was a seasoned mother at that point. So she was like, girl, when I had my baby and spring break is going to come at school and I'm going to have a break and I'm not going to send her to daycare because I need for her to be at home with me so that we can bond and be together. I said, girl, you're going to want that break. I said, you're going to need that break. She was like, no, I need to bun. Tiffany, what be happening during spring break?
Absolutely. They are in, you know, where you can be wrong. You can be wrong. I was wrong. I admit, my child didn't make it past the first spring break or summer. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm like,
Tiffany be like, daycare is closed.
Attitude, like, who said it? Did anybody like?
And I'm like, no, you got a bond. Remember you bonding? She's like, girl, I need a break.
I'm unapologetic about it now. I am unapologetic. I told you I just learned about what self-care is. I'm still trying to figure it out all the way, but I know that I got to create boundaries for my kids and everybody in this household. That it's just my time and leave me alone, everybody. That's just, you know, so we're working on that, but yeah, I'm unapologetic about it now. Yeah. I'm like, we paying for this? You going. Yeah.
You're not bonding during the breaks. We bonded. We be bonding at home a lot.
We bonding when we doing homework and, you know, we do stuff on weekends when you're not in school, right? Because you're there 24/7, like, mama, I need this. I need that. You see, she just walked in here, right? So. They are.
Ooh.
Those are my babies, though. But they, yeah, I don't feel guilty about. They are every break. The school don't even need to ask me. They used to though. They'd be like, is she coming on the break? Because I know you're a teacher, and she'll be here. That's when I said, they don't even ask no more.
They already know. They're coming. Come on.
Or they'll be here or she's here, depending. You know, it's just
right. They showing up.
They don't even have to ask me. And I do. I mean, sometimes I did feel bad, like, dang, my child is only few, because, you know, then other parents be like,
I ain't never felt bad.
Aaron be like, it was only two kids in my class today, mama. Oh, okay. Well, you got special attention. I'm sorry.
Woo, baby. Parenting brings it out of you. I'm telling you.
It takes
oh my God. My dynamic is different with my kids being older now. Ooh, baby.
But you say it's still different. You say it gets different. So it's still challenging, but different. Because I'm like, gosh, they just are needy. And you're like, it's, how is it older?
It'll change. It'll definitely change. Like, I was listening to T.D. Jakes today in the Word, and he was like, you know, when kids are little, of course, they need most of our attention. But as they get older, we are to become less hands-on and have given them the tools that they need to pretty much be able to be self-sufficient. And as the kids get older, you know that you've taught them these things. You know how to clean up. Because I don't just tell you how to clean up. I taught my kids how to clean up. I say, this is how you open the towel. This is how you wipe. This is the spray you use. This is how you make the bed. Like, it's a full out lesson. That's one thing. Like, you have to teach the lesson. And as they get older, you know, little, your kid's like, I'm excited to clean. Let me clean up.
Yeah.
Oh,
Aaron.
Wait till they get a little big.
She'll look good. But yeah. Aaron,
my kids act like they forgot everything. I don't recall how to do this. Clean up? That's when the little exciting, when they were little, okay, goes away. And now they forgot everything. Now they didn't have amnesia. They don't know how to do nothing no more. Oh, I forgot. Or if they do what they have do it. You know, we got a whole nother level of situation to deal with. But kind of rearing back over. Coming back around to our friendship with kids. Being younger, I would say we've always been friends. Like, it's never been like, we ain't friends.
We had a little moment, Sean. You didn't like me. So. Yeah. That's going to be another episode. So let me be clear.
It's another episode. I'm a Gemini.
We fill out. So that personality of Ashanti.
But it was
about a year.
If you all were
it was about a year. She didn't like
it was a year.
None of us.
None of my friends. Everybody got the treatment. Everybody. Well, nobody exempt. Nobody was exempt from what their behavior was at the time. Nobody was exempt from the rest.
But when your nonchalant Virgo friend gives zero.
Ooh, you know, baby.
Yeah. So, but that's another episode, y'all. But seriously,
it is another episode. It was okay. We had a brief moment in time, a lapse of moment of judgment on not my part. Really.
It was your,
okay. There's levels to the judgment. Okay, there's levels to the situation. Oh my God, we're gonna have to get into that. Oh God. So outside of that, we've been solid pretty much friends. We've never had like the incident wasn't directly our friendship related,
right.
If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it wasn't like something that I did to her and it was like, oh my God, how did I do this to my friend? Or she did something to me and I'm like, oh my God, she did this. It was never to that extent where we did something to hurt each other. Like, it wasn't the reason. So just clearing it out. However, moving into, you know, just our friendship based with the kids, it has evolved, I think, differently now with you having kids than when I was younger with kids. And then none of your other friends had kids. So I think, and then my personal thing, like I said at first, feeling like different from everybody else and kind of where they were. And with a friendship level, without having kids or whatnot. So we'll go into detail about that on an episode too, about when I'm her friend and I come around her other friends and how it's not bad, but it was just different in that phase. Like I was real raw. I'm calm now. I was real raw at those back then. Like, I was like, ooh, what? Who said something about Ashanti? What? Like, I just was, everything was always hype. Because I was, and I think that attributed to me, like, being a mom, I'm trying to make it, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that, then I'm coming over here and I'm trying to be, and It just was a lot of, I think, life happenings at that time. So I'm excited with where we are in motherhood. I'm able to kind of guide a little bit. Like,
I definitely think the dynamics change. It's come full circle. Whereas I didn't realize or understand probably what you were going through as a parent, and maybe had been naive and had a lack of understanding. Now I'm like, it's like, that light bulb goes off. Like, that's what she mean. Like, dang, I really do. Like, I just can't go. Like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you just think I can't just go. Yeah. And I got a husband or a significant other to help. Right. But what happens when I want to do something with my husband? We've got to find a sitter. And it was different with one child versus two. You got to find a child for a sitter for two kids. That's different, especially depending on the age. I mean, people may fool with toddlers a little better than babies or vice versa. You know, like, I'll take one on, but not that one. Yeah. So family too.
And imagine you got four. You done went from two to four real quick. Like, hold
up. You gotta everybody split them up. Everybody,
they used to be like, everybody coming, Shanti? Yes. Do I need to break it up? Do I need to like double it up, like split it? I used to work out the split, the one. No, this person gonna go over here. I got these three coming here. Can we work it? Like, that's cool. Man, you got to have a support system. So let us know also if you have friends with kids and not kids, if you, what's the difference? And also if you now have kids and your friends' kids are older, how's that experience happening for you all? So let us know that. So we wrapping this show up. Tiffany, thanking you all for our listening to us. And Tiff, let them know again where they can find us.
Okay, I want to end this show out with a little food for the soul. And it's just simply take responsibility of your own happiness. Never put it in another person's hands. So take responsibility of your own happiness. Never put it in the other person's hands.
I had something too, this episode. So I had a parenting quote. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. Benjamin Franklin. So remember that when you're parenting. You tell the child something, they're going to forget. Teach them and they'll remember. And if you involve them, be hands-on, then that's when they learn.
Absolutely. So, just wrapping the show up, we want to remind you guys to make sure you reach out to us. Our IG is on all of our platforms. IG is not just girl_talk. Again, that's not just girl_talk. And then our YouTube is Not Just Girl Talk Podcast. If you want to see us, make sure you subscribe, hit that little bell, and subscribe, and like and share. And then we're in the Facebook as well, Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti. Again, that's Not Just Girl Talk with Tiffany and Ashanti on Facebook. And then in the Twitter world, we're at Not Just Girl T. Again, Twitter, Not Just Girl T. We look forward to seeing you guys and share and like us on all of our platforms.
Yes, and y'all already know. It's two things that we want you to do when you listen to Not Just Girl Talk. Number one is refill your cup
and vibe with Tiffany and Ashanti.
Girl, that was really good.